Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good evening. Merry Christmas. I'm Mark Carmen. Hope you had a great Christmas day. Joey Gelman producing the program. Yes, there is a significant coincidence that both of our last names end with M-A-N. And the rabbi is up in news, Roger Badish.
Bless you, son.
Yep. We are here for you working on Christmas. Happy to do it. Hope you had a great day today, enjoying the holiday. Of course, playing Last Christmas for George Michael. Passing away today, as news came out about that about an hour ago. 53 years old, which is, as we all know, way too young. And super, super, super talented. Maybe my favorite music video of all time. I think I learned how attracted I was to women from George Michael's Hey, Just Too Funky for Me. I don't know if people remember this video, but there were about five different women walking down the catwalk, doing a little modeling. And for a young man in high school, that was what you wanted. Launched his career with Wham in the 1980s, as I think any standard music fan remembers very well. Sold over 100 million albums. Publicist said, as Roger was saying in news, and Kim before Roger, great sadness that they confirm our beloved son, brother, and friend George passed away peacefully at his home over the Christmas period. He has had some health complications over time. 1987, the debut solo album, Faith, sold over 20 million copies worldwide. I mean, George Michael was an absolute enormous phenomenon. His solo career, you know, Faith, his first solo album, and then he had a duet with Aretha Franklin. And, of course, there we go. Way to cut that off there, Joey. That was good. Don't worry, it was okay. This is a PG radio station, but that was PG. You know, there's always questions about George Michael and his sexuality, which was really no one's business. But you know, I was one of his quotes that I was reading today. I thought it was interesting. I used to sleep with women quite a lot in my Wham days, but never felt it could develop into a relationship because I knew that emotionally I was a gay man. I didn't want to commit to them, but I was attracted to them. Then I became ashamed that I might be using them. And then in 2009, he said that his depression at the end of Wham was because he was beginning to realize that he was a gay man. So just a complicated guy and extremely talented guy. And really, it has been a rough year with celebrities passing away. I mean, we started the year back in January of 2016. That's how it happens, right? With David Bowie, who, what, just a hero. I mean, David Bowie spoke out about so many issues and did so much for different singers as far as giving them a platform, and super talented. That was the start of the year. Then you had Glenn Frey from the Eagles, right? I mean, who doesn't love the Eagles?
And his own solo career.
Yeah, that's sure, absolutely. I mean, the Eagles had more than... I mean, they were just...
One of the biggest selling albums of all time.
I mean, always...
Eagles' greatest hit.
Yep.
Yeah. I could listen to this song all day long. Over and over and over.
They had more than 20 top 40 hits, the Eagles. I mean, that's like borderline Beatles-esque.
Yeah.
You know, Bowie passed away from liver cancer. Then Glenn Frey. This is chronological, by the way, here. You move on to one of the great Christmas movies of all time. I hope you watched it today. And I'm not talking about the standards, but I'm talking about the early 90s and the great movie that is Die Hard. And actor Alan Rickman, who famously played the villain Hans Gruber. You see Die Hard, Roger Badish?
Over and over and over and over again. Anytime I can.
Yeah. Rickman passed away mid-January.
A lot of the younger people in the audience will know him from the Harry Potter series.
Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah. Professor Snape.
Pancreatic cancer for Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Professor Snape from the Harry Potter franchise. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You big Harry Potter guy, Roger?
Oh, I love the movies. Never read the books, but I love the movies.
By the way, I should lay out our plan tonight, since it's Christmas and I'm just getting right into the start of the show with George Michael passing away, and now just looking at all the notables who passed away in 2016, always uplifting on Christmas, talking about who died. Yeah. But hey.
It's a year-in-review kind of thing.
People should be celebrated. Nobody is going to live forever, except for me. I am planning on living forever. I don't exactly know how I'm going to get that done. Roger's going to live forever. Joe, are you going to live forever?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, cool.
I can do it.
So there we go. But if not, then at some point you will be celebrated. So, you know, when I pass away, I'm assuming the WGN radio will stop that day. I don't know how long I'll be gone from the radio station at that time. Hopefully a long, long period of time. Like, I want to have like a 30-year retirement. But then I want everything to come back. You know, remember that day, December 25th, 2016, when Carm hosted? Like, you would share that, wouldn't you, Roger?
Oh, of course.
That's what I'm talking
about. I'll still be around.
Right, right. So we're going to have on our WGN family on Christmas. Different guests are going to join us. We're going to ask them their favorite holiday traditions. Some of my favorite people will be joining. Some of the most happy people at WGN Radio. And we want to talk to you, 312-981-7200. I personally want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to find out how your day was. I want to give happy holidays from the entire station to you. Roger would like to do the same. So would Joey. So if you want to share and just want to get a little merry, merry from all of us, and your own little personal moment, we're here for you, 312-981-7200.
And if they, on their computers or their cell phones, their smartphones, if they put on WGNradio.com and look at us while they listen to us, they can see that I have my festive garb again today, green shirt, red tie. You have a green sweater on, is it?
It's a black sweater, but I have my red and white checkered tablecloth Christmas button-down shirt underneath. That's my festive moment for you.
Sure. Oh, by the way, go ahead and Joey can maybe at the break, or I'll run downstairs, but you'll have to twist another light on the menorah because it's now the second night.
Well, I'm going to blame Joey Gelman for that because Joey came in today, set up the studio. He went to the menorah, took the time, and did not apparently know.
I couldn't figure it out.
All you got to do is turn the one next to the one that's lit on the phone.
I tried. I couldn't get. I'll try it again.
Really?
It might be blown out, Roger.
Because I did that this morning at about 4:15. I ran downstairs and set it up.
You did the overnight last night?
Yeah.
Was I here?
No,
that was two nights ago.
On a recording, maybe.
That was two nights ago?
That was two nights ago, yeah. Okay. It was Friday night, Saturday morning.
I hate our time away from each other, Roger.
I know. You're in my will, you know that.
Do you feel the same way?
Are you kidding? The adoption papers are almost ready.
All right, beautiful. Okay, we're going to continue on with our Christmas Day celebration. We have a surprise guest coming up here in a couple of moments. And I will continue to go down the list of people that we lost this year, and we'll have a little tribute to, little audio tribute to some of them as we make our way through. It is a very, very long list. All right, very good news, very good news. I have fixed the second light. I'm officially worried about Joey Gelman.
That he doesn't know how to turn a light bulb.
Yeah, Wow. That's all you had to do was, like, screw the light bulb. And
I must say, I can't razz them too much because we have that at home. We went away from the lit candles several years ago.
Any Jewish man should know that all you have to do is screw the light bulb
in. I tried, and I just couldn't figure it out. I twisted it yesterday and today, and it wouldn't turn on me.
Lefty, loosey, righty.
I guess.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So you tried to turn it both ways, and you couldn't figure out how to... Wow.
Maybe you were on the wrong side of the desk.
Does your girlfriend know that you're unable to screw in a light bulb?
Now she does.
I mean, that's legit concerning.
I'm
concerned for my own being, too.
I mean, I can't do a lot of different things. Like, to hang a picture, like to actually put a nail on the wall, I mean, that's about the extent of my talents. And if it's a big frame, something that actually needs two things, all right, now we're in trouble. But putting a light bulb in, like, that's pretty much on the level of shaving. You do that yourself.
Has Joey started shaving yet?
No.
See? He doesn't even know how to do that yet. He hasn't had a chance.
Joey's been shaving since he was like 14. He's one of those mature... Guy was running the... Joey's going to be the president at 38.
Wow. And
I have very high expectations for Joey Gelman, but I did just lower them.
Give me president, but don't give him a light bulb to play with.
I mean, I can't... I am stunned. If you're technologically... And that's not even technology, but if whatever you want to call that, if you're mechanically worse than me, that's not good for you. We mentioned Alan Rickman from Hans Gruber. That was my holiday celebration at my other place of employment, Fanside. We watched Die Hard together.
Oh, really?
That was the holiday celebration, but it was great. We had pizza. There might have been a glass of wine or two, and Die Hard.
Great movie.
Ever been a part of a better celebration than
that?
Other people that passed away, we're going to have Jared Payton on, by the way, my buddy, in a matter of moments here. Supreme Court Justice Antonio Scalia died of natural causes in February, the first Italian-American on the high court. He's also the court's leading conservative voice. Harper Lee.
Oh, yeah. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yep. Passed away in February. To Kill a Mockingbird, one of the most well-known American classics of all time. Mm-hmm. Won her a Pulitzer Prize.
And you know what's really weird about her passing and David Bowie's passing?
What's that?
Is that just before they passed, they issued, like, their latest work. She issued a new book, her second book, because she never wrote another book after To Kill a Mockingbird. And then he released an album several weeks before he passed away. I always found that striking.
Yeah. I mean, if you know that you're in bad health, right, you probably want to get one more thing out to the world. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Sure.
I mean, if I'm ever in...
Because you have a different perspective on things if you know you're...
Right.
You're in ill health.
Well, and you probably want to, you know, you're probably having some last bit of epiphany, I would think, that you perhaps you think will have an impact on someone. You want to get it out there. First Lady, one of the most influential, the 20th century, March of this year, Nancy Reagan. Mm. Known for her strength and fierce devotion to her husband, Ronald. Prince, that was rough.
That was shocking.
57 years old, 7-time Grammy winner, of course. Opiate overdose in April. I loved Prince. You know what's the toughest thing about Prince passing away was that so little of his music is YouTube available.
It is now.
Has that changed for real?
Yeah. I went to, because while he was still alive, you couldn't find anything because, you know, he was so adamant about not having it out there like that. And then after he passed away, now it may have changed in the past month or so because I haven't gone looking for it. But I remember how unavailable it was on YouTube when he was alive. And about a week or so after he passed, I went on to YouTube and there's tons of stuff on there from, you know, all of Prince's stuff. So I don't know if it's changed in the last month or so or a week or whatever.
I mean, the day that it happened, all I did was listen to Cream about 100 times because that was all that was available.
And there's a house. You know how people do the Christmas lights hooked up to, like, a computer?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They follow the music and whatever?
Sure.
There's a house. I want to say it's in Park Ridge. My daughter told us about it last night. It's all Prince music. It's all done to his music. Very cool.
Where is this house?
I think it's in Park Ridge.
Okay. Did you just say that? Did you say Park Ridge twice? If you did, I apologize, Roger.
That's okay. You're a busy man down there.
Well, we got a couple things happening. It's wild night on radio here. Anything can happen at any moment. My first guest of the evening, who I wanted to wish a Merry Christmas. I felt like I would bring on the most positive person on Christmas that I know, and that is Jared Payton, who never doesn't have a smile on his face and is an inspiration to me because of that. Hi, JP.
What's going on, Carm? How you doing, bro?
Oh, yeah, you sound in great Christmas mode. What goes on in the Payton household out of Christmas?
Man, you know what? It's, things have changed so much now over the last couple of years with all the grandkids, you know, having my son's 4 and a half, and so he really, really loves, you know, Christmas now, and he has the understanding of it. And then, you know, my daughter's 8 months, and my sister has a baby as well. So there's 3 grandkids, and it's really all about them now. And, It's pretty interesting. My house is still the house where everybody comes and spends the holidays. So at my house, it's pretty cool to be here. Plus, I have more kids than my sister. So it makes it easier to distinguish where we're going to be for the holidays. But a lot of presents, man. A lot of presents. I don't know if you saw last night. Last night, we got my son his first official Walter Payton jersey. And he's been wanting his grandpa's jersey forever. Like, he's been wanting, someone handed me one, an old school one, but I wanted to give him like a new school Bears jersey. So we did. But if you go to NFLshop.com and you type in 34 and Payton on the jersey, it won't let you check out with it because supposedly the NFL doesn't do retired jerseys. But that's my last name and that's the number I want and I can't get it. So I had to go through back channels to get this jersey. He opens it up last night and basically freaked out, like, yo, I got Grandpa's jersey. And I didn't need any Christmas presents after that. I was good, because just to see the joy on his face, Carm, was the craziest thing ever.
That's unbelievable that you had to go through back channels to get a Payton jersey. I mean, did you have to call the commissioner himself? And by the way, that story is incredibly awesome, and great job representing your dad and hooking up your son. But did you really have, like, did you call the commissioner himself?
No, see, this is the thing. We've been lobbying, and I know I haven't talked to the commissioner that much about it when we see him every single year for the NFL Man of the Year Award. But this year, I always get a little, like, maybe 15, 20 minutes, you know, with him sitting at a table talking. And that's one of the things I want to bring up is, you know, when Reebok used to do the jerseys, they used to do retired jerseys, and for a long period of time, my pops was like one of the top selling in all of the world of retired jerseys. And when Nike took over, they stopped making them. And it's the craziest thing, and like that there's no market for it, but that doesn't make sense because this league is built on the guys that came before that paved the way. And it just goes to show, when you go to a Bears game now in Chicago, you see more 34s than you see anything.
Yep.
Or Urlachers, you know what I mean? Guys that aren't even playing right now, or you see Butkus, or you see Sayers, or you see Dicka. I mean, that's what it's built on. So, I had to go through back channels, Carm, and went crazy. Last night on Facebook alone, the video got like over 100,000 views yesterday.
That's incredible. Crazy. That's incredible.
Yeah, and all these people, it was so awesome because so many people said, I remember when I got my first one. And so they were like, people were still reading stories in the comments about when they got their first jersey. They're still waiting for one. Or I remember being like 6 years old and getting mine and then watching it. It was unbelievable. And I didn't need any Christmas presents after that.
Do you remember getting your own first jersey?
No, I don't.
I mean, I wouldn't.
I have shirts. I never really, I don't think I actually had like an official, like my pops never came home, which is very weird, Carm, because my dad was like a football nut when it came to being at football. But when he came home, we didn't talk about football. So it wasn't like, oh, we sat down on Saturday and Sunday and watched college football. I was playing soccer most of that time. So, you know, I cared about football and liked it, but it wasn't. If you were to show me like a premier team playing, I'd want to go watch some like English premier team rather than watching NFL football back in the day. So football wasn't like a talked about all the time, like it is in my house right now. And so my dad, like when he got home from football, he was just dad. And we didn't talk football. So it wasn't like, oh, Dad, I want a jersey or I need this. And it just wasn't like that. But now I'm finding all that stuff. Like this year was the year I found everything. I found my dad's old school bag full of the bag that he took out of Hallis Hall after his last practice with all his like training gear and like sweatsuits and his Chicago Bear bag in storage. I found it. Got his old cleats in there. It's priceless. I mean, you couldn't even put a price tag on it. I mean, I'm saving everything so these grandkids all have that stuff.
The ruse. Living forever, baby.
The ruse. T.Y., what's his name? Montgomery from the Packers. And now I'm like talking about them. But he said he went into a Ross store or something and saw an old pair of kangaroos and knew that it was a sign that he should be a running back.
Wow.
Because when he saw a ruse, he thought of my pop. So I was like, yo, that's pretty cool right there.
What do you remember of being young Jared on Christmas in the Payton household?
I understand where my dad, where I get my taking pictures and videos of everything. My dad was a nut in making sure that there was a video camera documenting everything that we did on Christmas. Like, I mean, the video camera just stayed on of us running down the hallway and opening up presents, and I'm the exact same way. My dad just making sure everybody was taken care of. That's all he wanted to do was see the joy on all of our faces. And, he's just like, yo, I just want socks. My dad wanted socks and ties. That's all all he ever wanted. It's the only thing he ever wanted. We always used to get him socks and ties. Because he was a sharp guy once he got done playing football.
That reminds me of, like, that for me as a kid growing up, when I got my older brother, what should I get for a can of tennis balls? There, I mean, that was the standard. That was the $3 gift to our older brother. He was going to use them, right?
Yeah, you know what, Carm? It was it's funny now. We don't really need much, when you think of what this holiday means and what it means to be around family and to make sure that everybody's healthy and is around. To me, that's what's most important. It's funny now being a parent. It doesn't matter anymore about the gifts. It's more about, being blessed with, my two kids and my wife and my mom is in good health and my sister, her kids. It's just, that's what's most important. And when you think about that, that's what, I think it's Christmas for me almost every single day, man, because I come home and I got these two little kids that look at me with these eyes, and it's like, being a dad is the coolest thing, and especially on Christmas now, to be able to give my son all these gifts and to see him enjoy them. Like, he just got the Nintendo, the classic, so we're upstairs playing, like, Contra and Tecmo Bowl, and, like, he's just enjoying all that stuff, and just to be able to show him the classic and teach him, that's what I grew up on. I'm trying to teach him everything that I grew up on so he can understand who Dad really is. Like, he doesn't get it, but that's what I'm teaching him. Like, this is where Dad came from. This is where you are. We didn't have iPads back in the day. You had to sit up close to the controllers and the TV instead of having wireless controllers. So I'm like, this, it's a little bit different. Like, I got a JBL speaker, and he talked to it. He's like, Alexa. I'm like, no, that Alexa doesn't work on this, buddy. It's just, It's a different day and age, and we talked about this. He's growing up in the time in sports here in Chicago where the Cubs are unbelievable, the Blackhawks are unbelievable, and the Bears are having a hard time. Just think about us growing up. It's like it's flip-flopped, Like, we grew up in the 80s of having, I did. I know you're a little bit younger than I am, but Bears as good as they were, right? The Bears as good as they were in that heyday, and then we had the 90s with the Bulls, and it's like flip-flop to really trying to teach him about Chicago sports and what it means to be a fan of all these teams and where we came from and where we are now, because four-year-old only knows that the Cubs are the World Series champs. He's like, dude, they're always good. I'm like, nah, bro, they weren't always good.
They weren't, but to him they are. That's a different reality for sure. JP?
So crazy. Yes, sir.
Mary, you're the best. I was hoping you would respond to the text, and then 10 seconds later you did. By the way, I'm watching you.
I love you.
I'm watching you on the replay on CLTV. I'm talking to you now. It's truly. You're a media mogul, Jared Payton. It's a beautiful thing.
Listen, man, it's all about Nick. Have a great one, and shout out to everybody listening. Hope you're having a great holiday again with your family and everybody at WGN family. Want to give them love as well too.
Hey, JP, good to hear you live again, my friend. I love reading your words of inspiration every morning on Facebook, and your coffee is pretty darn good too.
I appreciate it, Rod. You're the best, man.
Love you. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, Jared. Thanks for coming on, man.
All right. Love you guys. Peace.
JP, Jared Payton on Christmas. We have another special guest coming up after Rogers News, which we are a little bit late for, but hopefully Badish won't tell upper management. 720 WGN. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I'm Mark Carmen with you till 9. We're having a WGN Christmas. If I have to work, then the rest of WGN has to work too. Or at least some people who I want to make work. Like my favorite, the superstar. A woman that deserves her own website. Who really deserves her own country. And a line of people just saluting her and giving her applause and whatever else she wants when she wakes up in the morning and goes to bed at night. The great Judy Pilak taking time out on Christmas. Yes.
That's the Christmas spirit, Mark. If you have to work, damn it, everyone has to work.
Is that bitter?
A little bit.
Okay, well, it doesn't. I should rephrase it. If I have to work, I'm sure there's lots of people that would like to join me on the radio. And I figured
There you go.
Right. That's better. Okay. And I figured that
sounds much better.
Yes. When you got my text today, Judy, and you didn't know that it was me because you deleted my number.
I didn't, I swear, but it is funny. I did, you know, one of those updates on my phone, and I still have everyone's number, but I have no names to go with the number. So when I get these cryptic, text messages, sometimes I have no idea who it is. But I thought it was you. Isn't that weird?
You sensed it. You could just feel the vibe.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Judy, do you remember when we did the goodbye girl together and you beat me at every sport?
Yes, you really were kind of pathetic. I thought you were athletic, but really you were pathetic.
Now, that's not very Christmassy the way you just said that. You realize, right?
You know what? You're right. All right, I'll put it another way. You let me win every sport, and it was very, very fun to win. Because I realize I don't like being a loser.
When did you first realize that? Were you like competitive 7-year-old Judy Pilak?
You know what? I am kind of competitive. I am. I admit it. And But I'm a good loser. I really am.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if I believe that, to be honest.
Well, don't rub me the wrong way, Mark, and things will be okay for you.
Right. So what happened on the Pilak Christmas today, Judy? Did you get any gifts?
I did. I got a vacuum cleaner.
Wow.
Woo-hoo. I know. It's really a nice one.
Have you, who got you a vacuum cleaner? Is that too personal?
My children did. And you know what? My vacuum broke a couple weeks ago, so it was a great gift.
So you're telling me that your children were like, yo, mom, the house is dirty. Here's a vacuum. Get it done?
They were like, yo, mom, the cleaning lady broke the vacuum, so we're going to buy you a new one. I don't plan on using it much, but it looks really nice.
Oh, okay. So you're just it's just going to be in the house. You'll stare at it, and some people will come over that you'll pay, and you don't actually do that type of thing.
You know, sometimes I'm forced to, but not normally. So, but it's not, you know, you need a vacuum. And I would have had to, you know, bought a vacuum, so this worked out well. I am so not about getting that much stuff anymore for Christmas. It used to be fun, but I have no problem getting one gift, which I did. Just pretty much got one gift. My one son did buy me some books.
Mm-hmm. What books?
So that was nice. He bought me the first Game of Thrones.
Wow.
I think there are probably 10 more. And then he also bought me the comic Walking Dead.
What are you, Mrs. Hip? Game of Thrones, Walking Dead? What are you?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
This son and I watched those two shows together, so that was perfect.
What do you think of season 7 of The Walking Dead, Judy?
Sure, it's pretty good. You know, what I've realized is it's the same story over and over. I still am invested. I still love it. But really, it's, you know, the same storyline every season.
Are you a fan of Negan?
Negan, I hate Negan, and I want him to die a brutal, brutal death.
But then he won't be on the show anymore, and you won't have anyone to hate.
But he has to die because they all die.
Okay.
Those, you know, yeah. You know, the nemesis always dies every season. So I'm assuming he can't go on. He's by far the worst.
Well, yes, he's the biggest villain right now, but I think he's doing a great job. What about the love affair of Michonne and Rick?
Yeah, I'm not into that. Michonne bothers me tremendously.
Why? You know why?
She's too intense.
She's you. I think Michonne.
Maybe, but she's. I'm like, hey, back off a little bit. She's her look. Look at how her face is always intense. Well, I just want her to relax.
Well, zombies are trying to kill her.
I know, but you know what? Get past it, okay?
Okay. Hey, how'd your tradition of pizza and pajamas go?
Fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. We had Lou Malnati's, and we wore our pajamas, and we played board games all night. It was awesome. We played a new one called Smartass. Have you heard about that one? It's all the rage, I guess.
No, did you create it yourself? Or
No. It wasn't named after me, but it could have been. It was kind of like, what was that old game we used to play? Trivial Pursuit.
Uh-huh.
So it was sort of like that, but you land on something called a smartass or dumbass, and you go from there.
Interesting. How many people were partaking in this pizza and PJs deal?
You know what? Just 5 of us. It was a very small group, and it was very, very nice. I really made Christmas a lot smaller and more meaningful this year.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was. It was really, I didn't go crazy. I cooked a nice meal. We had the pizza and pajamas for Christmas Eve today. I cooked a roast, and it just was much more simple.
You're really a professional person, aren't you?
I kind of am.
Like, look at what you do. You got games going on. You got roasts going on. You're coming on the radio.
Yeah, you know what? I can pretty much do it all. As you learned when we did play all those various sports.
Yeah, this
and
is
you learned how tenacious I could be.
Well, I believe I pitched a softball to you, and you cracked it deep into the night, and then you ran around the bases. That happened.
I believe I pushed you out of the way.
That too. You made a move with the football. You juked me. I dove and couldn't get to you.
Right. Is that what it was called? Juke?
Yep, that's exactly what it's called. Correct.
Yeah. You taught me the move, and then I made the move on you. It was awesome.
Right. And I believe there was a soccer ball, too, and you scored on me. And then the tennis, too. You were just ripping forehands.
Yeah, the tennis. I mean, I don't know how many balls I hit your way that you could not get a racket on one.
It's too many to count. There's no doubt about it. Give me. And Judy, I know that you're very busy, so I don't want to keep you forever here. But a couple more questions. Give me a young Judy Pilak Christmas memory, great gift that you got when you were before you became the radio superstar / mom that you are now.
So when I was little, you mean?
Yes, when you were little, correct.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was thinking about this recently. There were 3 of us, my sister a year older and my brother 2 years younger. And I feel like I seem to recall we always all got the same thing. At least my sister and I. If I got, you know, some kind of a winter hat, she got the exact same one. If I got a Barbie doll, she got the exact same one. So we always, they treated us like twins. It drove me up a wall.
So they didn't want anybody complaining, but you're complaining anyways.
I know, right? And that's what I didn't want, the things I got, but I was just like, why can't I just have this? Why does my sister Sue always have to get it too? But, you know, it was fine. And actually, what I remember were the parties. Man, we had some killer parties when I was little with the family, with the whole extended family. And we had a 2-flat in Chicago, in Bucktown.
Uh-huh.
It was just rocking always for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So those are just fabulous memories I'll always have.
How many years difference between you and your sister?
1.5 years.
And who's older?
My sister.
So you were young. You were young.
That makes me the middle. Yeah.
Okay, so you were the middle child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's always tough, right?
It is. It's tough in a way, but, you know, who's it now? Who's the most successful?
Well, the
who's
first
got the job at WGN? The middle child.
That's
they're not listening, so I can say that.
I was gonna say the standard is the first child's very together and they're always the type A and they're making all the money, and then the third child, myself, is generally
the baby.
Yes, and not exactly holding a lot of career vision/success, but like you, Judy, I mean, who's sitting there on WGN radio right now, huh? They're not listening.
Yeah,
either.
And let me just tell you too, the middle child always the struggling one, the one who has to do it themselves. Because mm-hmm. you've got the older one who gets everything and the younger one who gets everything and the middle one kind of ignored. Mm-hmm. I'm not bitter. I'm not saying I'm bitter.
Right. I didn't hear that at all. three more questions with Judy. This is going to be a new segment on WGN. We're going to debut it today. Three more.
20 questions.
Three more questions with Judy. We're down to the final three. A lot of people do the final four like college basketball. I go final three with Judy. Final three. You started at WGN Radio in what year?
1986.
1986, Joey Gelman. Walking in here with
a thought.
I mean, that is 86. Okay.
Joey Gelman, wait, was he born in 86?
That's what I was saying. No, I wasn't even a thought yet. I was born in 93.
You know what? Who asked you?
You just did.
Is that... Are you the longest tenured on-air person here?
What's that?
Are you the outside of Big O, off the top of my head, are you the longest on-air tenured person at WGN?
I am not. That would be Steve Bertrand by 1 year.
By 1 year. Bertrand.
Yeah, but I think it's Orion, Steve, and then me.
I mean, that's incredible.
It is incredible.
Go ahead.
I'm very proud to have the same job for 30 years. I thought it would be weird, like when I say it sometimes, but then I think about it, I've been with the same company for 30 years. And you know why? Because it's so different. Today is so different than it was even 10 years ago, 5 years ago. It changes so much that it's kind of like having a new job every 2 years.
I mean, and to survive that long, you must be doing something right. I don't know what it is, but you're doing something correct up there.
I'll tell you what I've had to endure. I'm in a lot of backstabbing. I've had to take people out. I've had to lie and cheat, but I'm still here.
Good job. I'm glad we could laugh about that. You know what my favorite, Judy Pilak moment in WGN radio history is?
Is this okay for the radio?
Mostly, yes. You're funny,
right,
by the way.
Hear it.
It was 2007, 2008, somewhere in there, the WGN radio Go Cubs Go song, and they come up to you at your desk, and you spin around in the chair, and you scream, and you yell, Go Cubs Go.
I remember that. Was I eating at the time? I think I may have been.
No, I think you were... just hanging out, being super focused and doing great things, but maybe you were having a sandwich too.
Because I think I remember being upset that I was first approached, and I'm like, now I'm eating.
Right.
And then I did it anyway.
Right.
You know me, I'm a team player.
Absolutely. And that's why our final question here on the final three with Judy takes me back to being a team player. As you're a team player, what's your favorite thing about working with me?
Everything, Mark. Hello.
Just keep going. Just more.
I mean, come on. How much more do I have to? Every time I see you, I'm stroking you. I'm like, Mark, you're so good.
Oh, it's so
everything
good.
Everything you say is perfect. Forecast, and I am in awe.
That's so beautiful. Judy?
And if our listeners believe that, come on. It's a Christmas miracle.
That's exactly right, which is why I wanted to have you on. It was a Christmas miracle, the whole thing. All right, we're making this a thing. Next year, if I'm hosting this slot, you're coming back on.
Absolutely. We'll make it an annual event.
There we go. Judy Pilak.
Merry
Judy Pilak.
And Happy New Year.
All right, Judy Pilak. Did you know that, Gelman? 86. Talk
That's
to Judy
wild.
To say thank you, because she'll get mad if you don't pick her up. So go do that. And I will take us to break. We've got lots more to come. Different WGN personalities are just going to come on, and we're going to celebrate them, and we're going to wish them a Merry Christmas. Thanks to Judy Pilak, and thanks to Jared Payton. With you till 9, this is 720 WGN. Programming reminder, coming up tomorrow morning, with Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Joey Gelman, most importantly, will be producing the program alongside Lee Scram will be here. And most importantly, or least importantly, the guy doing sports will be yours truly. So Joey and I are going to have a sleepover tonight. We're going to cuddle up in the sports office and get ready for the show. You in?
Sounds comfy to me.
Yeah. I mean, you'll have your own sleeping bag and the whole thing, but we're just gonna stay focused.
Make s'mores.
Roger, you want to hang out all night?
Oh, I'd love to. I'll be back tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
I'll be back on at 7.
Okay.
So I get to sleep at home.
Okay. Well, that's beautiful.
But I'll be thinking of you guys.
Well, we appreciate
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
What kind of sleeping bags are you gonna have? You got like a Disney one?
I got an upper-level Spider-Man situation going on.
There you go. Yep. I like that.
Yeah, heavy-duty REI style. Yeah.
Right. You could take it to Alaska if you wish, or you could sleep in the WGN Sports office. By the way, coming up after 7 o'clock, we have another guest from the WGN newsroom, where all the heavy hitters tend to hang out, including Roger Badish.
Well, of course.
You want to guess who it is, Badish?
I'm going to say Andrea.
It could be Andrea.
Could be.
Could be. Try to be equal gender, Badish. We just had a woman.
All right, so it'll be Steve Bertrand.
Well, maybe.
And maybe it'll be Ryan, or maybe it'll be Vic.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of...
Some other people in there. Are you naming these... You're not naming your favorite people in order, are you?
No. No, as the names pop into my feeble brain, I'll blurt them out.
So far, you haven't gotten to our guest, which is beautiful.
Really?
Yes.
Wait a minute now.
No.
Well, she just left.
Let's just leave it out there. Well, it will be a surprise after the 7 o'clock news. Right. I should also remind you that Midwestern University Eye Institute in Downers Grove is your source for exceptional eye care at affordable rates. As a full-service eye and vision clinic, they provide comprehensive eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, and disease screening and treatment. They also offer state-of-the-art technology and specialty services, including infant and children's eye exams, vision therapy, sports vision training, low vision rehabilitation, and traumatic brain injury testing and therapy. Learn more at MWUClinics.com or call 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for healthcare. If you're just joining us, Roger will talk about it in the news. George Michael, 53 years old, passed away today, joining a long line of famous people that passed away in 2016. We left off chronologically at Prince in April, 6 decades in show business. Also in April, Doris Roberts passed away from a stroke. She was best known for her role as... Roger, do you know?
Everybody loves Raymond's mom.
That's right, Ray Romano's mom.
She was also on Remington Steele. She was the secretary and a whole bunch of other stuff.
I'll name one more right before news.
Now, of course, you asked me.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah.
No.
Those are the two I remember most.
Yeah, I'm going to name one more person who passed away.
And I probably, okay.
Yeah. 60 Minutes. This man was there for over 4 decades.
Goodness, he's from Chicago? Think he got to start in Chicago.
Is that right? Morally Safer started in Chicago?
I want to say so, but maybe I'm...
What a great man. A
couple of them were from Chicago, and I'm not sure if he got his start here or made his way through. So many of network people made their way through Chicago.
Morally Safer, phenomenal, on 60 Minutes, also passing away in 2016. Thank you, Roger. 7:05, Merry Christmas. I'm Mark Harmon. Joey Gelman, producing the broadcast, here for you, forcing other people at WGN to work along with us. I asked Roger who he'd like to hear from the newsroom, and he named nearly everybody in the newsroom except for this guy.
And I apologize. Well, I wanted it to be a surprise. I probably knew
right.
what it was.
I said, who would you like to hear from?
A surprise.
Bertrand... Andrea.
Yeah, Vic.
Vic. I mean, Don Norton got mentioned. I love Don Norton. I hope he's out there. Nothing about Rob Martier.
Rob Martier?
It's Rob Martier, ladies and
gentlemen. You know what? I don't blame any of them for doing that. Not at all. I wouldn't have put me at the top of the list either.
Well, Merry Christmas, Rob. Thanks for joining us at our 720.
Everybody, yeah, absolutely. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah and Happy Holidays to everybody out there. I hope everyone's doing well.
Martyr, as we're about to go through the Martyr family traditions here, Rob Martyr, your favorite, what was the favorite, the best thing that happened to you today on this Christmas day, Martyr? What was the highlight of your day?
The highlight is always, it is cliche, but it is true. If you have kids, there is the stress, there is the anxiety of trying to make sure that Santa Claus brings the kids everything that they want for Christmas. But then when you pull that off and Christmas morning rolls around and there's the unbridled avarice and the absolute unbelievable, cornucopia of stuff that they open up and there's nothing but smiles and all that kind of stuff. It's fun to watch. They have a good time. They've gotten everything they need, and so mom and dad are happy.
So Santa came through this year, huh?
He did, in spades. I mean, Santa left no stone unturned, and it was pretty amazing. Santa's sleigh was definitely full. I think he actually had to add on a couple of trailer hitches, at least for the Martyr house.
What? Good job, Santa. Way to get it done. And the Martyrs are apparently...
That's why I'll be at work. That's why I'll be back at work next week.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. You and most of the rest of the world. So you dig back in there and get her done. What was the highlight gift, if I may ask? Was there a moment of extreme exuberance?
For the kids, not really. But Mark, I got to tell you, Mr. Rob made out pretty well. Mrs. Rob treated him pretty well this year. Let's see, I got, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I will tell everybody that I'm a big race fan. Mark, you know that. I go to Daytona. I go to Indianapolis every year. We like our racing in the Martyr household. So Mrs. Rob came through and got me a racing electronics scanner. So when you go to the races, you're all geeked out. You can listen to the cars and the drivers and the broadcast, and you're a big racing nerd on race day. So that was the big gift.
I can't believe that she further nerded you out. That's
it's tough to do, but she managed to do it. So
I mean, that's love right there.
It is. It is. And let's see, I got a new pair of UGG house shoes, also known as slippers, and I got tickets to next August's Bruno Mars concert at the United Center. So I'm going to go see Bruno Mars sing 24 Karat, baby. It's going to be awesome.
Are you going to wear your UGGs to the Bruno Mars?
Can't do that.
Can't be doing that. Okay.
No. Okay. I'll probably try to get a pair of Vans, maybe a Hawaiian shirt, some nice Bermudas.
Yeah,
white athletic socks. I got to go. I got to look the part.
Hey, Rob, I just realized I have a great slot car set with lots of extra track. It's about 25 years old.
Okay.
And I'm going to bring it in next Friday, or when you're back, a couple of weeks. And we're just going to play in here and let somebody else do the news.
Hey, you and I aren't all that busy on Friday nights when we overlap, so let's just set it up in the middle of the newsroom and we'll make a go of it.
You got it, buddy.
Don't say that. Upper management is listening. You're very busy. You're working extremely hard, and your job is incredibly difficult every single night, Fridays included. You're welcome.
Indeed.
Yeah,
indeed.
Thank you very much.
So, yeah, how's everybody's day going there?
Well, I'm curious, Martyr, because we have arguments all the time about sports, and you just mentioned your NASCAR love. Did you watch any of the NBA today?
I didn't, but being a big Steelers fan, I was. The stocking stuffer on my day was the fact that the Steelers beat the Ravens in the waning seconds of today's football game in Pittsburgh. So I was happy about the Steelers' 31-27 win, which, by the way, eliminates the Ravens from the playoffs. Thank you very much.
There you go. Good knowledge. Like it. I'm
happy about that.
I'm a little disappointed. The Cleveland-Golden State game today was absolutely incredible. Kyrie Irving with the game winner with about with 3.5 seconds to go, 109-108, and Golden State blew a double digit lead in the fourth quarter, which was nauseating. If you're
see, you know what? I knew the game was on, and I wanted to kind of peek in at it at some point in time, but we were in the throes of a full throwdown Christmas here, so I had to pick my battle. So it was either forego that, and then I got to watch the end of the Steelers game, or I couldn't bounce back and forth. Mrs. Rob was not going to have it. So.
Well, hey, listen, we want Mrs. Rob happy every single day of the week, including...
I try, Mark, I try.
I know you do. I should mention, because we're on WGN Radio and this is Chicago, that the Bulls also lost on Christmas Day, 119-100 to the San Antonio Spurs, which I knew you really...
And he said it with such a straight face, too.
Martyr cannot contain his glee when the Bulls lose.
Well, you know, I do realize that my sports package in my news is very brief, but, you know, I always try to highlight the Bulls.
Right. Yeah, I know you do. There's only two, it's a Sunday, but since it's Christmas, there's only two NFL games today. The Steelers and then the Broncos and the Chiefs are about to kick off at 7:30, which should be a good football game for you sports fans out there.
I think so.
All right, so I'm asking everybody childhood memories of Christmas. What happened in the Rob Martyr household when you were young, Rob?
Mark, everything, because for the longest time on my dad's side of the family, I was the only grandchild, so I was spoiled rotten. So every Christmas was the mother load until about 8 years old, and then my cousin came online, and that ended my run of just unbridled gifts. But my favorite gift as a kid growing up, you know what? I got a nice Canon AE-1 camera when I was in eighth grade.
Wow.
And my dad surprised me with the camera. I'd always wanted a good camera, and he bought me a camera. And to this day, I still have the thing. The only unfortunate thing is that there's no conventional film used anymore. It's all digital these days. But it's a great gift. One of my best memories.
Let me ask you a slightly different question. Do you shower on Christmas?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like you wake up in the morning before the gifts are open. Are you all like, or do you just?
No. I was still half in the bag at 7:30 this morning when the kids got me up. So
okay.
I was three bourbons into the night, and then the you know the morning rolls around and the kids are excited, and so you wake up with a little bit of coffee and Bailey's, and you keep the run going throughout the day. Maybe you've got a Bloody Mary or some mimosas mixed in there, and then you segue into the bourbon and ginger ale, and I'm on some more coffee and Bailey's now. So we're good.
Okay, so the shower comes before dinner somewhere in there?
It does, yeah. At some point in time, I get hosed down.
Okay. You
know, I can't do a 24-hour run without showering, Mark.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, there's just some people, they rock their Christmas without a shower, I think, which is,
no.
Which, you know, well, you're entitled.
I mean, come on, you know me. I mean, when have I ever come to work not smelling fantastic?
It's a very good point.
I always smell good.
You're the best smelling person at WGN.
I would say so.
I mean, are you saying that in a way that other people don't smell good at all?
No, not at all. I'm just saying that I'm basically akin to an eighth grade boy. I shower and then I spritz myself up and down, and I want to smell good.
Yeah, you're like the last person I know that still wears cologne aggressively for a man.
Yeah. No, it is aggressive. In fact, if you're going 1 to 10 on the cologne scale, I'm an 11.
Yeah. I mean that thing's all over the place.
But it's not bad, though. I mean, I haven't heard anybody complain yet.
I'm complaining. I'm registering a complaint.
Well, so when I come in on Tuesday, I'm going to get a call from HR, am I? All right, thanks, Carb. I know where that's coming from.
Hey, it's to each his own. I'm just saying, like, your waffigation is a strong one. Like,
I would think I smell good. Yeah. Roger never seems to mind on Friday night.
No, and that's really, at the end of the day, all that really matters. Like, this is most definitely about Roger Badish. All right, final three for Rob Martyr. This is my new tradition on Christmas when I get to host the final three. Right. Your favorite Christmas movie, number the third and final question to Rob Martyr. Go.
Number three, Christmas Story.
Interesting.
Christmas Story. Number two. Oh man,
this was just
you put me on the spot.
Well, I was. You're misunderstanding. I'm just saying that I have three more questions. So the question was.
Go ahead. All right. Go ahead.
So what was your favorite Christmas movie? Are you saying that Christmas Story is your favorite?
Christmas Story is my favorite Christmas movie. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. If that's where we're going. Go ahead.
Okay.
Second question
is, you do news every single night for the most part on WGN Radio.
I do.
The biggest news story that pops in your head that you remember from 2016 that you were like, oh my God, it could be, you know, it could be any way you want to go with it, Rob, from a local to a national to someone passing away,
well,
whatever you want to do.
I mean, nationally, it's got to be Trump winning the election.
Right.
Hands down.
And
there was no other news story locally or nationally that would eclipse that.
Do you think that you'll ever have a year like that in news again, for real?
It was pretty interesting because, as most assumed, myself included, we thought that Clinton was going to win it. I was of the camp that she wasn't going to win it running away. I thought it was going to be close, but I still thought she was going to win. And then when Trump took Florida, you saw it slowly turn. Then he took North Carolina. Pennsylvania came in. Those other states, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, were still out. But then at that point, I thought it was almost a fait accompli for Clinton.
Right. All right, and lastly, what is the Rob Martyr favorite holiday? Is it Christmas, or do you throw in perhaps a Thanksgiving, a 4th of July? Go ahead.
My favorite holiday, I love Christmas, but my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving, hands down.
Tell us why. Break it down.
Because Thanksgiving, obviously, always on a Thursday. You're always locked into a four-day weekend, which is great, and I love to cook. I've got this awesome sausage stuffing that I put into the bird. Turkey's always good. We put it in the bag, throw it in the oven. Tons of food, tons of booze, family and fun. We play games afterward. We stay up late at night. I mean, it's a great time.
Since I won't be hosting New Year's Day, would you like to make a New Year's resolution right now? What's one thing you want to have happen to your? What's one thing you want to do in 2017, Rob Martyr? I'm going to play this tape back to you at the end of the year.
You can hold me accountable because I'm actually staring at it right now. I've got a really nice treadmill in the basement. Usually it's used for drying sweaters. I'm going to take the sweaters off the treadmill in 2017, and I'm going to get myself back on the treadmill. I need to get back into shape, without a doubt. I've got to get back on it. There's no excuses. I've got plenty of time during the day, so that's what I'm going to do.
All right. That's a big one right there, pal. You just made a bold one. All right. Well, I'm rooting for you. If you need my help, you want me to crack the whip, call you up, Martyr you on that treadmill, I'll do it.
Mark, to you, Joey, Roger, all of our listeners, if you celebrate Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah, everybody. If you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas to everybody. And to WGN family, listeners, people we work with, guys, it's been a great 2016. Thanks so much.
Rob, thanks for coming out, man. You're the best.
Bet,
Rob,
you bet. See ya.
Rob Martyr on Christmas, making him work and doing a great job.
Sounds like he had his hands full behind him there still.
Yeah, no, the family was going, but we just kept going.
Yeah.
People are texting in, by the way, that when we had Judy on talking about seniority at WGN, we did not give credit to somebody who's been here for 30-plus years. Roger, you want to guess who we did not mention?
30-plus?
Yeah.
Well, we mentioned Orion.
We did.
Max Armstrong?
Nope. I don't know. Max may be in there, too, but that's not
I think he, well.
Nick DiGilio apparently has been here for 30-plus years. I did not know that. Is that accurate?
Well, when he started...
I think he's
in his 50s.
He's early 50s.
Yeah.
Nick started when he was 20?
Yeah.
Doing what? Was he hosting?
Film reviews.
Oh, film reviews.
Yeah.
When he was 20-some-odd years old?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. That's a big-time run.
Yeah, he
would come on. 1985.
Yeah.
Where'd you pull that up there, Gelman?
The interwebs.
Research.
The interwebs.
What does it say about Nick DiGilio in 1985?
Began reviewing movies on the WGN Roy Leonard Show in 1985.
That's right.
Wow.
He kept calling in, and he kept going to Roy's movies. Roy would you know, host movie viewings around the city. Nick would go to them, but there were some that Roy just didn't want to see, and those happened to be like horror movies and stuff right up Nick's alley. And so Roy started putting Nick on the air to review those movies.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Does it say when he first hosted on WGN? Is that on there, Gelman and Gelman Research?
Gelman Research Incorporated? Hold on. Let's take a look.
Let's Gelman it.
Can you read Nick D's bio, please?
From the beginning? His radio career? Early history? What do you...
Wow.
It's a whole thing here.
That's incredible. No, you don't need to read his bio.
He started, the DiGilio show started in 2006, official show.
Okay.
But for several years, he co-hosted starting in 98.
In 98, he started co-hosting.
Well, yeah, it was, I forgot what the
Late other
Late
Night
guy.
Radio with Gary Lee Wright.
It was the Nick D and Gary Lee show.
Interesting. I mean, my first memories of Nick in the station was when he was hosting Saturday nights. He had like the 6 to 10 slot from when I first got here around 2007, along those lines.
Well, he had the overnight slot that I worked. It would be him, Friday night and Saturday. It'd be him and Brian, And then he'd come back Saturday night and a Sunday.
Right, right.
It was two nights.
Right, right.
Christopher Michael did one night, and I was working the other night on the news desk.
Christopher Michael. The radio world. We are one interesting cast of characters, aren't we? All right. Quick timeout. When we come on back, we're going to have another special guest at 7:30. WGN. I'm Mark Carmen. Merry Christmas. Roger Badish along with me in the newsroom. Joey Gelman producing with you till 9 o'clock. 773 texting in. Please don't talk trash about Nick. That's not very kind. I assume that is a joke. We love Nick. And I just did not realize that he started his career at WGN 30-plus years ago. We had Judy Pilak on if you're just joining us. Judy's been here since 86. Steve Bertrand's been here since 85. Orion built the station. Badish. Didn't he?
I think he did. It's possible.
I mean, I feel like Orion did.
He's been here forever, and is one of the greatest things about the station.
There's no doubt. There is. That is, Orion is a full-on treasure. There is some news going on today. We can start sort of in the entertainment world, and Roger, of course, will have a full news update coming up at 7:30. But Carrie Fisher, I know people are interested. Now in stable condition, she had the what they're calling a cardiac event, flying back from London to L.A., and her mother putting out today on Twitter. Isn't that amazing? Debbie Reynolds, Carrie's mom, says Carrie's in stable condition. If there is a change, we will share it for all our fans and friends. I thank you for your prayers and good wishes. And it's weird. Brad Gage, who is a comedian, he was tweeted out, "I'm in complete shock at Anna Akana," who you may know that who that is. She's famous for her YouTube work. They were in front of Carrie Fisher on their flight from London, and apparently she had stopped breathing on the flight, but now making a recovery. So Carrie, obviously very much beloved and interestingly relevant too now, you know, with Rogue One getting great reviews, by the way. I don't know, you Star Wars fans out there, I haven't seen it quite yet, and I would not call myself a super Star Wars nerd who is, you know, I'm certainly not the guy who's waiting in line outside to be the first guy to see Rogue One, but I will go and see it.
It was great. It was really good.
I mean, Gelman just stepped up to the mic, just chomping at the bit. Are you a Star Wars person? Or
I am.
You are.
I'm a big Star Wars person.
So what's your favorite Star Wars movie?
Favorite one? Empire Strikes Back, probably. I know it's a general answer, but because a lot of people like that movie, but it's really good.
It's the right answer.
The Rogue One was really good. It's just they created a story that was missing and fit seamlessly into the original trilogy.
Really?
Yes.
See, I feel like it's impossible to do. How can they continue to come up with good stuff? But that's all right.
Well, it's funny because you knew what the next movie was because they've already made it. So they had to build everything up to that next movie. So it made it flow a lot easier.
Which is the next one after Rogue One and this weird Star Wars thing?
It would be Episode 4, A New Hope. So the first Star Wars ever.
The first ever Star Wars.
So this movie's in between 3 and 4.
So is this the last one they're going to do?
No.
Well, they got two more at least.
Yeah.
Then there's a standalone Han Solo one, I think.
Right, they're
early
making all
Han
side
Solo
stories too.
Yeah,
standalone Han Solo. Didn't Han Solo say he's done doing movies for him?
Yeah, but it's the young Han Solo, his story,
kind of like young Indiana Jones.
Donald
the
Glover
TV show.
Will be Lando Calrissian. It'll be a whole to do.
Yeah,
I don't know about all this.
Mark doesn't want to have any. It's
like they're going, this is way too much for
it's
me.
Getting a little. It's just getting a little exhausted.
You're bringing out our inner nerd, like you brought Rob's out.
Yeah,
I mean that's cool. I get it. People love Star Wars. I love Star Wars, or at least I really really liked it as a kid. I just didn't realize that when I saw the first Star Wars movie, and for me it was probably 79, 80, at the Eden's Theater. There was Eden's 1 and Eden's 2. In 2016, we'd still be going here. At some point, we got to say goodbye, but I guess not. I don't know. If this was a franchise,
you can't touch it now. Disney owns it.
I understand.
Yeah,
we still getting that museum and whatever.
No, we're not getting it.
We're not? Is that official?
No, it's way official. Been official for months.
Good.
West Coast, baby.
Good. Are you upset? Is that a bad thing that we're not getting the Star Wars?
I'm upset about it.
Are people upset? You're upset about it.
Yeah.
Is Nick D upset about it? He's not a big Star Wars.
No, he doesn't care about
He's not a big Star Wars guy.
I don't think he's upset about it.
Steve Cochran upset about it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I would guess he's not.
If Steve Cochran's upset about it, I want to join him. If people
Steve goes,
bandwagon
go.
Guy.
Yes.
Like Dexter Fowler.
Is Ro Khan upset about it? Are Bill and Wendy upset about it?
Bill probably is.
The big heavy hitters around here, if they're upset, I want to be upset. I want to be with them. In this particular instance, I just want to get in line. Is that wrong? Does that help you survive in radio?
No.
Is there a formal statement from WGN on the Star Wars Museum not being in Star Wars?
No. Not that I know.
I'm tempted to take calls on this right now, but it's a news story that apparently everybody knows but me. I'm sorry I wasn't following that closer. I should be.
Well, it was during the Cubs winning everything, so
yeah.
your attention
right.
was elsewhere.
Okay.
I mean, you're okay with
right.
that.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. Okay. All right, quick timeout, a 30-second timeout. Rogers News, straight ahead, 720 WGN. Merry, Merry, 735. I'm Mark Carmen with you till 9 o'clock. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Hope you're having a tremendous December 25, whatever you are doing. One person who I guarantee is having a great Christmas is Patty Vasquez, because you just do everything well, Patty. Merry, Merry.
Merry, Merry, happy, happy, joy, joy, Mark Carmen. How you doing, Carmen?
You got a show tonight, Patty? What do you do? Are you performing? What's going on in your life right now?
I just threw together, here's the thing. Here's for all the parents that had a child come down with a last-minute illness right in the middle of the holidays. It kind of throws things off. My son Declan actually got really sick last night, and I ended up sleeping on the floor of my boy's room to make sure he was okay through the night, which sounds, you know, hard, whatever, but I'll have to tell you something. My boys made it kind of fun. Griffin, who's the older brother, was like, Mommy, this is kind of like a sleepover. What should we do? So we made Christmas Eve what we could of it. My younger son was really sick all night. So it's thrown things a little off. But we're together and we're happy. So it's all wonderful.
Is he feeling better today?
Yes. He started feeling better. We won't go into details
about
what the night was like and why I had to sleep on the floor. But my younger son has special needs. So when he gets sick, he can't tell us what's wrong, what hurts, and all that stuff. So it's kind of sad because he was, he was confused as to why things were happening to him. And but today he's much better. Santa was very generous. There's music and great food, all that stuff.
I'm surprised that you did not call me because, as you know, when people need help, I mean, I bring over the matzo ball soup. I do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
See, well, just you got to file that away. I like in a jiffy. You call up at the Carm and at the Carm on Twitter. You should follow me. It makes your life better. I just come racing right out. So next time, Patty, if you need any help, any assistance, I'm there for you.
Well, and if you do, I would say this. Yesterday, I made 3 batches of Lockies.
Wow.
I told you I was going to do this, didn't I?
You did.
I think I did.
You did.
I made the traditional potato Lockies, and then I made chorizo Lockies with a little Hispanic twist. And then I made apple Lockies because Griffin wanted those. So it was a lucky happy house last night.
What was the biggest hit of those 3?
I would say the chorizo, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. I think it brings a little bit of a little flair to it, to a traditional dish. You're not buying it?
I eat all 3 of them. I want to leave the studio right now and come try whatever you just came up with right there. It sounds fantastic. But I will be. I'll continue working till 9. So hey, we're having different WGN guests on, Patty, and they're sharing some childhood Christmas memories. What would happen in the Patty household as a young Patty was getting her gifts? And I feel like your mom did something incredibly special. There's always something going on there.
My mom always, she always got me, and this is something I've tried to do myself, is that she would always get me something I really wanted. And then something that, maybe I didn't like at the time, the thing that she felt would be enriching. So she always got me, like, my favorite thing, whether it was, my favorite was when I was 6. I got the Wonder Woman doll. And that was one of my favorites. And then she would get me like a set of books to go with whatever toy that I liked. Like one year I got the entire C.S. Lewis Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe collection, which at the time you're like, oh, a set of books. But now I still have that on my shelf, and it's something I always remember my mom wanting me to read and use my imagination. So those are the kinds of things she would do.
Wow. So look, creating some space for some creativity, right?
Exactly. And see, and the thing is, my dad, I think I told you this before, my dad was a cab driver, so he always worked holidays. This is a, you know, pretty busy day for people going back and forth, especially, you know, in the 80s before everybody had Uber and Lyft. So we kind of worked around his schedule for when we had dinner. We could have dinner like maybe at 11 o'clock at night sometimes.
Wow.
So that, I think that's why I learned to be flexible about the holidays, you know? My son gets sick, you're like, okay, this is happening. We'll go with this. You work with what you got.
Yeah, well, right, and there's no other choice, right? And then you just gotta,
nope.
Right, put the smile on the face as best you can, and we're moving forward. Here we go.
Exactly. Although I was telling my husband that my dad and I we used to fight over ham. My dad always just wanted, because you know the ham comes pre-cooked, especially if you get like the honey baked. And I always wanted that picture perfect, like it coming out on the platter, the whole ham. And my dad always wanted to just cut off the parts we were gonna cook. And I just made ham, and I thought, okay, it makes sense, because if you cook the whole thing and you keep heating it up, it gets drier. So I now appreciate my dad's take on that, too.
And your dad was the bigger sports person in the household, right? That was your Cubs connection?
Yeah, my dad, he loved baseball. He wasn't as big into football, except on the like days like, you know, say Christmas and Thanksgiving, because then it meant he could stay out of the kitchen. So he was always watching, some sports. Mostly, I think, because he knew that we wouldn't be. Baseball, I would watch with him. And, yeah, I wish my dad, even though he wasn't a Cubs fan anymore, I think I told you that he was a Cubs fan when he was a little boy, growing up in the Depression and World War II. And that kid would have loved to have seen the World Series come to Chicago and have us win it, you know?
You know, So a lot of people, who did not, unfortunately, were not here to see it, like the – you know, the great Ron Santos and Ernie Banks and then just the standard Cub fan who loved rooting for him but never got to. But, hey, it did happen, which is still amazing. Yeah,
exactly. And they never gave up hope, you know. As much as we say it's sad that they couldn't enjoy it, it is. But I think what's great about celebrating the fans that we've, you know, weren't there for was always knowing that they believed it was going to happen.
Right.
Ron knew it was going to happen. You know, it was frustrating. He was so emotionally invested, and we were all right there with him. But he always knew. It was, it wasn't a matter of if, but when. Just too bad he wasn't here.
What stands out to you about 2016, other than the Cubs and perhaps other than the election? Like, if you're thinking about, you know, your time on the air doing shows every night and you look back, does anything jump out?
I think there's some wonderful friends we have of the show. You know, we consider the middle of the night, you're open to so many different conversations. And we have a few listeners who I know have reached out and said that, you know, we kind of can help get them through the night or through a tough time in their lives. And in particular, I think of a listener who's Rachel, who has sent me some emails just connecting and how we've gotten her through some great things. And she was so excited when the Cubs won because she's like me. Her dad is no longer with us. And we kind of had that connection. So I think connecting with some listeners like Rachel, like Yavluna, who has been telling, and Trucker Phil, by the way, Semper Fi, it's Christmas Day. He's always telling us how long it is till Christmas. So those are the listeners, you know, and I know that a lot of people don't call or text. They enjoy the show. So it's been a great year to celebrate everything and ride, you know, tough times with them, too.
Well, and you had a big year with the Marines, too. I mean,
you too.
I did.
How much fun was that?
It was a lot of fun to get to go to San Diego and spend a week with the Marines, and then you developed some lifelong relationships there.
Yes, we did. We do a monthly segment called Semper Film. We watch military movies with our friends from the Marine Corps from the recruiting station here in Chicago. And I think we're going to expand that this year, Carm. I think we might be looking into getting a theater to do it on a bigger scale with listeners.
Wow.
That's fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sure Sergeant Hurd and company are pleased to hear that.
Well, that's on them. Sergeant Paraka came to me and said he was working on it too. So those guys are really wonderful, and they are a great reminder of.
Steve Dale just walked into the studio and.
Everybody loves Patty.
and just wanted to yell out, I love Pat. Nothing about the host actually hosting. Don't worry about that, Steve. It should be, I love Carmen. Say hi to Patty. I'm sorry.
Love for Carm, I think, is implied. Oh, it's always implied.
Of course. And actually,
if you don't know, by the way,
Steve will be hosting at 9 p.m. tonight. When are you back on the air, Patty Vasquez?
I'll be back for two nights, on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then off for most of the weekend, Thursday and Friday. And I'll be off until January 9th after that.
Wow.
I'm taking the family vacation. Yep.
Is that a staycation or is the family going somewhere?
We're going to Disney again.
Are you really?
Yeah, the kinds of laughter that comes from my kids, and some of the rides and the adventures. You know what? There's nothing like it. And look, we have a good time throughout the year, but this is something that I'm excited to do for my kids again. And my mom, we're bringing her with too.
Yeah, I remember looking at your pictures last year on some of the rides, and it was really just beautiful. Just to see the reaction of your kid, of you, your mom as well. That's beautiful that you're going back. That's great.
Well, and Griffin's 13, and we're kind of at that edge of he might be too cool next year to do stuff like that with us. So I figured this will be it for a while. But and I think this time, because I never post pictures of my kids on Facebook, I think I'm going to do an audio recording of their laughter on some of the rides. Because it's the greatest sound. It's just that laughter.
That's beautiful. Did Griffin tell you that, hey, Mom, this is about the last time that I can go here. I'm going to be too cool. I feel like Griffin would say something like that.
No, the opposite, actually. He's so funny. He's been like this for a long time. He asked if it made him spoiled to be excited to go to Disney World again. And he's actually more self-conscious. So he's been like this since he was five. If he had more than a few gifts, he would worry that he was too spoiled, and he was, did you buy me all this because because I'm so greedy. I mean, he's really always been a kid. So that's, and he's not like playing us, believe me. That's really who he is. He's worried that he'll be too spoiled and jaded if he goes too many times. So he actually doesn't want to go back until, for a couple of years. That's what he said. Carm, this is a kid who I would pick him up from school and say, hey, want to go to Great America? Because we have season passes. And he'd say, we did it last week. I think we should take a break.
Oh, my God.
That's my kid.
That is not how I lived my life at that age. Yes. I was the guy that was, Dad, can cousin Phil take me to the Bulls game? Yes, he can. Okay, can I get the credit card so I can buy those second balcony $10 seats so Cousin Phil doesn't have to pay for them? And then I'd call up Cousin Phil, Cousin Phil, you want to take me to the Bulls game? Yeah, I was creating situations, right? I was like the middleman.
I would have been like that too, I think. I don't know where this my kid came from, but I would have been right there with you, Carm, trying to work it, to figure out the angle. Yep.
I learned that one early. All right, final three questions. This is my new thing.
Yes.
The final three. Okay. So question number three, Patty Vasquez's favorite Christmas tradition. What would you say?
Oh, my favorite Christmas tradition. Is picking up some of my husband's traditions. They always made this make ahead egg casserole. So I make that the night before. We do presents in the morning. I heat up the oven. By the time we're done opening presents, that is really delicious egg casserole that was passed down from Steve's mom is ready to go and absolutely delicious.
All right. Number two is if you could push a button and have one thing happen for you in 2017, what would it be?
Well, I think, I would love to be able to hear my son say his first words. He's 11 years old, and he's never talked, and he communicates in his own way. But, I would love for him to be able to tell us what he wants, what he needs, and what he's feeling.
That's beautiful. All right, and then number one, the thing you're most grateful for on this Christmas.
I am really grateful to be with my family. I guess it sounds corny.
No, it's beautiful.
I also think I'm also excited. I know people are really done with 2016, but I'm emboldened about 2017 with my family, with my life. And hey, you know what? People are really down on Chicago and the state of Illinois, but I think we can do a lot of great things. And that's kind of going to be my focus for 2017.
Going down to Springfield, huh?
That's right. I'll be there on January 9th, actually. I'll be back on the air, but broadcasting from Springfield.
That's awesome.
You know why? Carm, you know why.
Why?
Mommy don't play.
Because mommy don't play. Mommy do not play. Mommy don't play at all. No, Patty.
I'm getting things done.
Patty, you're the best. Thank you for your friendship, and thank you for coming on
thank
here.
Thank you. Carmen, that's the other thing I have to say. It's been really great getting to know you more this year, and I really look forward to hanging out with you more. It's really just so much fun, and you, I almost like seeing myself through your eyes when you see me open a bag of quartz for various moments we've had over the last year. So thank you so much for everything.
All memorable. All right. All the best. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Patty Vasquez, of course, pretty late, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. If you're not listening, you're not doing your life correctly. All right, Roger, any thoughts? You look smiley up there.
Because I love Patty Vasquez.
I mean, how can you not, right?
Yeah, she's one of my angels, amongst many, but one of my special angels, dating back to, you know, a couple of years ago when I got sick. And she made that whole situation in my life enjoyable, actually. It took my mind off things and made me want to fight it more and come back and just be with people. So she's a very special person in my life.
So you're saying the Patty Hart helped heal Roger.
Yep.
How beautiful is that?
Yeah.
That's really nice. All right. On that note, let's take a quick timeout. Come on back. And you want to jump on in, 312-981-7200. Your Christmas experiences, things you're thankful for. If you want to put down a little Christmas, little moment in time, something that's going to happen in 2017, you want it on the record that you can call back in a year from now and say, I did this. Feel free. 312-981-7200. And we'll continue to bring on different various WGN personalities with you till 9 o'clock on 720 WGN. Thanks to the great Patty Vasquez jumping on here. Wishing you a merry, merry 8 o'clock hour. I got two superstars coming on who will remain nameless at this time. I like the mystery of who could be coming up.
You're teasing.
Roger, who would you like to talk to in the 8 o'clock hour?
God. I mean, like, from anyone?
No.
Just from the station?
Just from the station.
Oh, Steve Cochran?
No, Steve Cochran.
Nick DiGilio?
Uh-huh.
Dave Plyer?
Mm-hmm.
Brian Noonan?
Okay, that's enough.
Wait a minute. You want me to go down the list?
I can't let you name every single person at the station and do the old Pucker Carmen thing.
Well, you wouldn't give it up if I guessed the right one.
No, I wouldn't. But at any rate,
okay.
Let's do a little more recapping of people who passed away in 2016. So many great names, including Muhammad Ali.
Oh, gosh,
right?
Yeah,
the greatest, simply the greatest. Passed away in June of what they're called septic shock. Muhammad, I still watch videos of Muhammad probably once a week.
His fights?
No, more his words. I like different debates that he had and stuff with Cosell.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, you have your own YouTube and your favorites, and so he's just in there, and I always end up clicking on something.
Cool.
Gary Marshall
passed
away of pneumonia in July. Favorite Gary Marshall TV show?
Well, the biggest one that hit me right off the start, I think, would be Laverne and Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
He did so many, and he did films, too. A lot of films, and he acted in some. So,
the old Happy Days?
Happy Days, yeah. With Laverne and Shirley, an offshoot of Happy Days.
Mr. C, Arthur Fonzarelli, as Mrs. C would call him, Arthur, not the Fonz.
Right.
Richie Cunningham. It's a different era, man. It's a really different.
Yeah, different.
That was a time. Gene Wilder.
Wow.
Gene Wilder passed away in August, Parkinson's disease. I mean, Gene Wilder.
Great films.
So many great films. Your favorite? Silver Streak's up there for me.
Really? Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles is probably what most people would say.
Young Frankenstein's good, too.
Yep, absolutely. Willy Wonka.
Oh, the original, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Arnold Palmer.
Oh, please.
Right?
I can't handle that one again. Yeah. I grew up watching them play golf. I mean, seriously. When they would show, because back then they didn't show golf that all often, not like they do now.
Right.
And just watching him, Nicklaus, Sam Snead, they were my heroes, even though I still am horrible at golf.
Well,
they were my golf heroes.
Just because your heroes are golfers does not make you a great golfer. It doesn't quite work that way.
That's true.
You're a busy man, Roger. To be really good at golf, you got to play it a bunch.
I know. I got to practice every day. You got to get out there. You got to golf. And I don't. Can't afford it, first of all.
Well, you don't have to do that. You can do...
Well, yeah. If you really want to be good at it, I need to go take lessons. I'm no better now than when I was in high school, so please.
Right. Well, no, my point is that getting good is overrated in golf. What you should be focusing on golf is showing up, having a good time, being with your buddies, having...
I do that.
Yeah. And so if you're doing that better than you did it in high school, if you're talking about things more vulnerably on the golf course, getting the deeper truths, I think that's a win. That's what you should be shooting for, Roger, having that connection on the course.
I don't think I'm getting into any deeper truths, but we're having a good time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we ever go golfing, I want to hear.
Oh, you'll hear me cheering you on every second, every stroke and everything, even when you mess up. I'll be there giving you words of encouragement. That's what I do.
That's beautiful. Continuing on as we move off the golf, Arnie, by the way, won more than 90 tournaments, credited with making the sport accessible to everyone. Did you know that? That's what they write about Arnold Palmer,
yeah.
Amongst a million other things. All right, Janet Reno.
Mm-hmm. Attorney General.
First female state attorney in Florida, the first female U.S. attorney in general. And did I say in general? The first U.S. Attorney General. Thank you very much. I can speak. November was when Janet Reno passed away of Parkinson's disease. Florence Henderson. I've been watching the Brady Bunch nonstop since Flo passed away.
Really?
The Brady Bunch taught you everything, man.
Yeah. A lot of life lessons in there.
Took on a lot of topics. A lot of love for Florence Henderson.
I often, though, found the characters that they played, the parents, were the way that they were presented, were just a little bit too laid back and cool. It's like they never got angry.
You wanted more anger.
Well,
Jan got angry because...
Well, yeah, the kids did because they were dealing with life issues.
Oh, okay, so you wanted the parents to be
angry. I wanted the parents to be a little more, what the heck were you thinking of, Smack?
Well, they were a very balanced...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very compatible. I mean, you have to be when you're marrying again with your own kids into another, family with kids.
Right.
It's
so you didn't buy their marriage. You wanted more anger.
Well, I bought the marriage. I bought the marriage and the kids. It was a little too sappy for me. I was older at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was older. I was, I'm like ancient to you. So it was a little sappy to me.
I know it's time for news, but I want to sing the Brady song.
Go ahead, sing it.
No.
Sing it.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was busy, now I'm missing the
bringing
words.
Bringing up?
Who was bringing up? See, busy is Mike's line. Who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
Okay.
All of them had hair of curls.
Like their mother.
Like their mother. No,
hair of gold.
Jeez, that's really bad. I must be drinking. All of them had hair of gold like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
There you go.
Thank you.
Of a lovely lady.
Thank you, Gelman.
Who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum.
Now stop it there. Pause it. Let him sing the rest. Oh.
Of a man named Brady.
He was busy of three boys of his own.
Good.
They were four men living all together.
They were four men living all together.
But they were all alone.
Yet.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow.
And they knew that it was much more than a hunch.
And they knew that it
that this group would somehow form a family.
Must.
That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch.
That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became
Sing it, Carm.
The Brady Bunch.
Bump, bump, ba-dump, ba-dump, bump, bump. Florence Henderson passed away this year. That's why we're playing that if you're just tuning in.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Mistletoe hung where you can see every 720 WGN 807 with you till 9 o'clock tonight. Back tomorrow morning doing sports. Pete McMurray will be in. Got two more guests for you on our way tonight. Steve Dale is in the building and he feels very positive. Thrilled, happy that he's not the only guy at WGN to do his show standing up. I stand a lot when I'm doing the show. I think you get more energy standing, Roger.
I know.
You know that yeah. that flow.
Mm-hmm.
So when I, you know, feel like I'm just settling in, I want to stand up.
Right. It's also good for your circulation.
Good for circulation, right? Sitting is like the worst thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
The more you sit, the quicker you are to really sitting.
Mm-hmm.
So they say. So.
All right.
I have a new connection with Steve Dale. We both stand.
That's great.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I feel really good about it. All right. Let's bring in our next guest who had a very crazy 2016. She was jumping out of planes.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
She was contributing ways on the radio that she never had before in her life. She was providing wisdom for the newsroom in ways that had never been provided before. She was the mom to a fish who didn't die. Violetta Padromedic joining us on our Christmas special. Good
wow,
evening, Violetta.
That is quite an intro. You're hired. You're invited to anything I'm ever at.
Well, if you do need a publicist, Violetta, I would like to find somebody for you, but I think I can sell what you're cooking. You
all right, well,
yes,
I agree. I'm blessed. I've had a great year so far, and thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. I wanted to thank you for the video that you got me involved in with the James Jordan Boys and Girls Club over on the West Side. That was very meaningful for me to be able to go in and stare at pictures of Michael Jordan and contribute to society all at the same time.
You really do like Michael Jordan.
I do.
What was he, number 22, 23?
23, Violetta.
I know, I'm kidding.
Good.
It was a lot of fun being out there. We were there for a basketball tournament. We had some fun, obviously, along with helping out. But everyone can check that out on WGNradio.com.
Right. And who was the star
How's
of that video?
How's your holiday going?
What's that?
How's your holiday going?
My holiday's going great. Hang on. I ask the questions, you answer. That's
okay.
that's how this works. Hold on a second here. Who was the star of that video, Violetta?
The kids.
Very good. Very good. That's a good answer. So, okay.
And I'm closest to a kid, so me.
Okay, there you go. So, hold on. You do not celebrate either Christmas or Hanukkah, correct?
Well, I celebrate Christmas, but my Christmas is on January 7th because I'm Serbian Orthodox. I'm on the original calendar, the right calendar, some people might say. But so I do celebrate Christmas, but not today.
So what happens in your family's home today?
Well, yeah, the problem is nothing's open today. So you can't really do anything. You can get some Chinese food, maybe watch a movie. We've been watching the Hallmark Channel all day. I'm obsessed with Christmas movies. But, yeah, so then there's not much open. We try to find some place to go for dinner. The only store's open, Walgreens. There's like 35 people in line at Walgreens when I was trying to buy some cream cheese to make cookies. It was very difficult, Mark.
So what I'm hearing here is that you're complaining that more people are not working on Christmas.
I kind of wish some places were open. I mean, not working, but I feel like smaller mom-and-pop shops could celebrate with their communities by being open and not closing their doors.
That's kind of a beautiful vision on some level. Everybody wants to be with everyone on the holidays, but I feel like, you know, people want to be with their families today, Violetta. I know it inconveniences you, but you
really everyone wants to be with their families.
So you think that that's just a misnomer, that it's all a lie? We really don't want to be with our families.
I think everyone wants a day off.
Roger, are you?
Which is nice.
What do you think about Violetta's contention that nobody actually wants to be with their families? Because she might be speaking a truth here that people are afraid to say.
Well, I think there's a segment of the American population, maybe the world's population, where members of a family may not really get along with other members in their family and really don't want to spend the holidays because there's additional stress that's associated with the holidays. So I understand her contention.
So,
as to you and I know that you and I both love being here and being with our families.
Absolutely. So I think what Violetta is proposing, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Violetta, you think that like Christmas should be like a half a day, because at the end of every day, you really don't want to spend an entire day with your family. Like the half a day is enough, and then you want to get back to doing your regular things.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Are you saying that the holidays get in the way of what you need to do?
Well, how much time can you spend at home? That's my thing. Like,
well,
I spent all day at home today. Then I went to Walgreens, so I had nothing else to do.
Well, you know, put on a sporting event and go to sleep. That's what most of the guys do.
Yeah. Sporting events do normally make me fall asleep.
There you go.
I can't sleep all day, man.
Yeah, that's true.
So what if we could take what Violetta's saying to the world, Christmas will be on the morning. Would you rather be in the morning or the evening, Violetta?
Morning. So probably everything could stay close to like 3 or 4, and then I feel like it's time to open around 5 and 6.
Right. So everybody can go out and be a millennial.
But these holidays are a little different because they did fall on the weekends, which I can understand. People want their Sundays off anyway. And it's just, you have to find different ways to celebrate. I think if you're fortunate enough to have a big family and to have them over for dinner and share it with them, then that's great. But not everyone has that. So
so you feel like a little bit left out today because, you know, you don't have a huge family, I think is what you're just leaning into right there.
And
plus she's saving herself for, when did you say, January?
January 7th.
Yeah, so well, you're saving your energies for that. So right now, this is not your actual focus. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, and we get the after the holiday sales, too, which I don't buy any of my January 7th presents until December 26th.
Right. So what you're actually hitting on is actually a slightly serious, more heartfelt topic, which is that for some people, the holidays are hard. You know, they're missing loved ones, they're alone, that type of thing. And you're not quite in that boat, Violetta, but you want a little bit more diversity on your Christmas.
I do, but when you look around today, since a lot of people are celebrating, you can't help but get, you know, swept up in it. You might do something nicer than you normally might not do. You might not honk at someone that cuts you off, or you might not cut someone off driving. Oh, and that's another plus. There's no traffic today.
That's true. Roger's
because no one has anywhere to go.
Right. Well, I think looking across the street from WGN Radio right now, Violetta, to bring you good news, it appears to me that the Starbucks is open. So if you want to come down here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You could get one of your teas or coffees, whatever you'd like to have. I mean, there are people
awesome
walking through the doors right now.
See, everyone needs to get some hot chocolate. They don't even have that at home.
Right. Do you have a favorite Christmas tradition in your family on the standard Serbian Christmas?
During the holiday, we go to the Kris Kringle Mart, but other than that, not particularly.
Okay.
I mean, we get up and we have, you know, breakfast and lunch together, but that's pretty much it. We're simple.
What is your favorite holiday to spend with your family?
My birthday. No, I'm not sure. Well, we go big for New Year's Eve. We do, because my parents have a restaurant, they always throw a Romanian concert. So New Year's Eve is typically our big shindig that we do.
There's music?
400 of our closest friends.
Right. There's music and everything?
Music, dancing, quite a party Bronco puts on.
Who do you dance with at these parties, Violetta?
I don't know if I've attended for the last couple of years, but but they're fun. That's what I hear.
How do you know they're fun if you haven't been there?
Well, I've been there for so many other years,
I see.
I can gauge what it's going to be like.
So you're too cool now to hang out with your parents on New Year's? Am I hearing that right?
Yeah. That being our biggest family tradition or a holiday to spend together kind of was the wrong one to pick because you get to a certain age, you don't want to be with your parents on New Year's Eve.
But can't you just like start there and then move along?
That's what they think. That's what they say. But they suck you in, Mark, and they keep you there until 11:30. And you're like, where am I going to go for a half hour to celebrate a midnight?
Okay, so you lack New Year's Eve discipline if you start with your parents, is what you're saying?
Yes, yes, yes.
So you know that that's a you problem and not your parents, right?
Wow, okay.
Well, I mean, you just have to be able to say goodbye.
Do you remember all of the nice things you said when we started this segment?
Yes, I had to balance it out. I don't think this is a mean thing. I'm just trying to provide you a different viewpoint of, because I think it'd be really nice if your dad and mom are having a party that, you know, you would at least start there, wish them a happy new year, and then move along in your evening.
I'll put you guys in context so you can talk about how much better of a daughter I could be.
Really?
They might appreciate someone else taking their side.
Don't they think you're perfect? I feel like they think you're perfect.
Yeah, I guess.
What's your favorite thing from 2016 that happened to you? You had so many things happen.
Oh, my goodness. I think I am pretty honored and blessed to be working every weekday on the Rokan show. So that's got to probably be my favorite thing that happened to me is doing traffic from 3 to 7.
And any particular moment that you would point to?
On the show?
Or, like, you guys do a bunch of different activities and stuff like that. I don't know.
You know, as much fun as it seems like we have from 3 to 7, it's not a stunt. We really do have that much fun and enjoy each other's company. So all of the things we do before and after the show and even during, it's really, I can't think of one specific thing, but it's a big, happy family, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Okay. I thought you were going to mention jumping out of the plane. I know that was a big deal for you.
I don't think I fully remember it.
Okay.
I was in a haze jumping out of an airplane at, I don't remember how high, 13,000 feet.
That's.
But yes, that was also pretty memorable. That's probably not so just out of this year. That's going to be out of a lifetime.
Okay.
So if I was putting it down just to 2016.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, so many. I love anything royal. And if you mix in Christmas, Snowflake, Happy Endings, Princesses. So I'm going to say Royal Winter. You probably don't know what it is, but you should look it up on the Hallmark Channel. If you have DirecTV, that's 312.
Hold on a second. Royal Winter? I don't believe that to be a movie.
It is.
Hang on, Google. Royal Winter movie.
Or is it Royal...
Nothing
Wedding?
Comes up for Royal Winter
it's
movie.
Royal something.
A Royal Winter Hallmark Channel?
Yeah.
Is this like a made-for-TV movie?
No, I don't know. They're on the Hallmark Channel. They're very touching stories.
Oh, so they're different stories. About a royal winter. While on a last-second European holiday, a young woman finds herself in the middle of a real-life fairy tale when a chance meeting with a handsome local leads to something more. However, things get complicated when she learns that the local is actually a prince who's about to be crowned king and whose mother is dead set against her royal sense romance with the tourist. Do you relate to the tourist?
It's just every cliche you could expect in a movie, but it's beautiful.
Okay. A Royal Winter.
Yeah, you should watch it.
We'll have to watch it after the show.
Well, see now, if you were just tuning on WGN Radio today and you were wondering, why am I listening? You just learned that the movie you should watch on Christmas is called A Royal Winter, courtesy of Violetta.
Yes, if you love happy endings.
Okay, so it's a good Christmassy feel good at the end type of moment, huh?
Yeah, I mean they all have accents, so you also have to get past that.
Okay, well I'm glad that A Royal Winter is actually a movie. For a second there, I was getting confused, but It is, and you were correct, and so thank you for bringing that to everybody. The Hallmark Channel. I never watched the Hallmark Channel.
This is what I get nervous about, too, because I also like Christmas music and the Hallmark Channel, and now since Christmas is here, I'm like, tomorrow will I be able to listen and watch the stuff that I love, and I feel like I haven't appreciated it long enough, but fortunately, everything's sticking around till New Year's, so I have another week or so with it.
Okay. Did you, the final three questions for Violetta, this is my new thing, when I'm hosting on Christmas, I do the final three. Are you ready?
Okay.
Question
number... Oh my God, I'm nervous. Go.
Yes. Question number three, what is the one thing you want to have happen to you in 2017 if you could push a button?
For everything to go my way? Is that an option?
Everything to go your way in all of 2017.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a major thing.
I mean, that is...
That covers a lot.
I'll lose small battles, you know?
Okay. Small battles.
Red lights. Yeah.
Okay, but everything else should go your way. So you are willing to have, like, one red light or, you know, once in a while. Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, everything goes your way in...
That's just life.
Okay, everything goes your way in 2017. Let's see. Question number two for Violetta. When you mentioned Chinese food, what is your favorite Chinese food dish that you eat on Christmas?
Well, can I say something just Asian?
Sure.
Pad see ew.
The Thai with food chicken. Pad see ew with chicken?
Yeah.
That's a great order.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's a delicious order, absolutely. Okay, and then number one, if you could wish one thing for your family or someone in your family for 2017, what would it be, since you spoke so nicely about your family earlier in the program?
I just want them all to be healthy so that I can share even more memories with them.
That's beautiful. Okay. Violetta, okay. Thank you for joining us on our Christmas special. If I get to host again on Christmas next year, will you come on?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay. Thank you so much. Merry, Merry.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Violetta Podramatic from WGN Traffic Central. Has anyone ever answered a question like that before, Roger? What's the one thing you would like to have happen in 2017? Everything to go my way. That's fantastic.
Well, she's, you know, she's very optimistic, very positive. I mean, isn't that kind of a positive statement?
I think that's... I don't know if I would call it a positive statement. I would call it a awesome goal. I would say that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And you always want to set your goals high.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Good thing to chew on for a second here. We have one more special guest coming up.
Ooh.
We also have Roger's News coming up at 8:30. 720 WGN. Wow. Let's get it started. Joey Gelman. We have been celebrating Christmas with you and some of our WGN personalities, newsmen, traffic people, the whole thing, running the gamut. One more to go. By the way, any other special WGN people, or you, 312-981-7200, if you'd like to join the program, there is room for you. We also have been going through the chronological list of who passed away this year. And we, getting towards the end of the year, November, Fidel Castro, who, of course, led Cuba for over 60 years and had been in bad health supposedly since 2008, finally passed away in November. And then John Glenn, great astronaut, successful space mission, the Mercury 7 man, first American to orbit the Earth. And after retiring from NASA, of course, he continued to serve the country as a senator in Ohio. John Glenn passed away in November. If you're just joining the show, and you'll hear more, George Michael, 53 years old, passed away today as well. It's been a crazy 2016 for celebrities. Good, 720 WGN. Mary, Mary, I'm Mark Carmen. Great to have you along on Christmas night. You know what's weird about the holidays? I have no idea what day it is. At least I wouldn't if I wasn't working tomorrow and knew that I was coming in to do sports on a Monday morning. Tomorrow's a holiday, is it not?
Yes, because Christmas officially falls on Sunday. Therefore, most companies give Monday off. Yes.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Do I get time and a half for that, Roger?
No.
Can you talk to upper management?
I got your back. I'll go do it for you.
Thank you.
Joey's always the man.
Right. But does it even feel like a Sunday? Like, today's not even a day. Like, what
well,
is
to me it does, because it's my normal work time.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm already planned for it.
I see. Yeah, nothing feels normal to me right now.
Well, you work, 24/7 on all over the place. You don't sleep. No wonder your days roll right into each other.
I had a great, great sleep last night. I was down for the count before 10 o'clock.
Ooh.
That was beautiful. And then I watched some NBA buckets today.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous game, Golden State and Cleveland, for the sports fans out there. But I was early in the game, took another great nap. I feel very rested.
Good.
I feel fresh. 312, just want you to know that, Roger. 312-981-7200. We got one more special guest coming up, but let's talk to you about how you're having a Merry Christmas and what you're celebrating. Great moments of 2016. Jim, Merry Christmas. Welcome to WGN.
Yeah, hey, thank you for taking my call. Really, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your program. I'm having to travel today, and just your program has just made it really enjoyable. So I appreciate it, just your thoughts and then the humor. And you and Violetta, your interview with her, that was just hilarious, and I mean in a positive way. So I appreciate it. You're just making my day enjoyable. So I just wanted to tell you I appreciate it, and I appreciate you on sports, too, when I hear you. So thanks a lot, and you all have a Merry Christmas.
Well, no. Hold on, Jim. Let's have a conversation. First of all, that's incredibly nice of you, and thank you for taking the time to call. So thank you, and Merry Christmas to you. Where are you traveling? Sure. Where are you going right now?
Oh, I'm just heading back to central Indiana from my sister's house in South Bend, Indiana.
Okay.
So had a good day with her, and just have enjoyed listening to you on the way back.
And you just felt like you were going to be I want to thank this guy on the radio. No one ever does that, Jim. Just wanted to let you know, and not that we're expecting that. It's our pleasure to be here, but that's super nice of you. You know that, right?
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but you all have... You're pretty talented at what you all do, and I just want to let you know that you just made my drive a little easier for me. So thank you very much for that.
My pleasure, Jim. It's all of our pleasures. Thanks so much, man. Merry Christmas to you.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
312-981-7200. How nice is that? Like, that honestly never happens.
Oh, come on.
It really doesn't happen that often.
Well, we get a few calls every so often.
Standard text to me is, Carmen, go away.
All right, but you know what the saying is. You know what the saying is.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, but like, you do good, you don't hear about it.
Let's see. Should I read the text line to you?
Uh-oh.
Let's see here. No, they're all super nice. But that's very nice of them to take time to call like that.
Yeah,
that's very, very
nice.
That was very sweet.
There's a ton of people that are out driving through most of the country that can pick us up, and they're very comfortable listening to WGN. It's like part of their family. And that's what's great about this station and everybody who works on here. We understand that. We don't take it for granted. We want to be part of their family.
870 texting and listening to you via TuneIn app in Arkansas. Merry Christmas to you down in Arkansas. Go Razorbacks. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's continue on here before we get to our special guest. John, welcome to WGN. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sir, and I'm calling for two reasons. One, I wanted to say thank you for providing us with all this entertainment this year. Honestly, you guys, except for the Stephanie Miller show that's on 820 from 8 until 11, you guys are pretty much the only station I listen to. And you guys are awesome, so thank you.
That was very nice of you to Stephanie Miller, but continue on, John. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't mean to name drop her. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Okay, so one of my favorite things that happened this year, I went to Little Bucharest, which is Violetta the Padromatic's parents' restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And Her father's great. He gave me his cell phone number in case I ever need to make a reservation. I can text him. So I called. I had a meal there with a friend of mine. Friend is a female. And I called him just to say thank you. And he says, no problem. Let me ask. Is that your girlfriend? And I said, no, I don't have a girlfriend. He goes, I set you up with someone. And I'm like, what? And he goes, no, I set you up with someone. It's okay. And I said, well, okay, does she know that you're doing this? Like, who is this? He goes, oh, it's another customer. I'll give you a number. It's okay. And apparently this never happened. And I'll just thank you because apparently Violetta's in the background. They're at home when I called them. And she's in the back.
John, we lost you. Or did
uh-oh.
You?
Oh, went into a cell phone.
Oh, actually, I think Joey Gelman put you on hold.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. So Violetta's in the background. Continue on.
Violetta's in the background going, Dad, don't do this. Dad, you can't just give out people's numbers. Dad. So I never actually ended up meeting whoever this was. But her family is so tremendously nice. And I consider Ro, Anna, Kevin, Judy part of her family. And you guys are part of my family. And I love you guys. So thank you for everything you guys do.
You got it, John. Appreciate you sharing, man. Merry to you.
Mary.
And good luck on that date, by the way. Did you ever go out?
No. Actually, I met a nice girl on Plenty of Fish, so we'll see what happens. Anyway.
Well, congratulations, John. Plenty of Fish. That's
Here's to 2017, which has got to be better than 2016. My God.
There you go, man. A lot of people feel that way. Thanks, John. Hashtag Plenty of Fish. Another great dating website.
Really?
Sure, why not? They're all great. And you can find love anywhere these days, Roger Badish.
I already found my love.
We're not talking about you right now. We're talking about
especially you.
We're talking about those out there that are looking for love.
That's true.
Speaking of that, let's bring in Andy Mazur. Hello, Andy. Merry Christmas.
Hey, happy holidays, everybody. You're making me think of thinking like Johnny Lee, you know, like looking for love in all the wrong places.
You're right.
Andy Mazur from WGN Sports joining us right now on 720 WGN with all his holiday traditions. Andy, you realize that it's the second night of Hanukkah, correct?
I do, yes.
Have you gotten any gifts?
Yes, I have. I'll bet you cannot guess the theme of many of the gifts that I'm receiving this year.
Perhaps baseball?
Perhaps baseball related, yes.
I think you got a Cubs book.
You know, there's still one gift from my folks that I haven't opened. I'm waiting for tomorrow to do that because I didn't want to, you know, open everything at the same time. I got the sweatshirts, and I've got a hat, and I've got a license plate holder. So now I'm waiting to see what tomorrow night might bring. Maybe a book. I don't know.
I mean, this is
I want to know which hat you got.
I'm wondering if Mazur is actually six and not a grown-up. This is unbelievable.
No, I am. Well, I am six when it comes to, you know, the holidays, of course. Everybody's six.
Do you have pennants?
That one song says, you know, kids from 1 to 92, right?
That's right.
Do you have a Cubs pennant up in your room?
I don't have one up in my room. No, I do not.
Okay. I mean, I'm saying this, by the way, Andy, knowing that I have...
that you have one, yeah.
Well, I got a lot... I have a lot of Michael Jordan stuff up in my apartment, and...
Nothing wrong with that.
It's a little weird. It's a little...
No, nothing wrong with that at all.
Okay. Well, thank you for supporting. What's
It's a motif I used to subscribe to. It's called Early American Dorm Room.
That's a very, very solid way of looking at it. Hey, as we get together here on Christmas and think back to our wonderful time in October together, will you share your favorite moments of being with me when the Cubs won the World Series? Let's talk about just me and you. Like, no one else is around. Let's just share.
Yeah. Well, it was a topsy-turvy run. I mean, as you know, I actually went into November as we would spend some quality time up on the seventh floor together, talking you off ledges, then you talking me off ledges. And then I really think that the whole thing turned when you and I one evening decided, you know what? It's all about positivity. And from that night on, the rest was history.
They didn't lose.
They did not lose a game. So there are people doubting us. There are people saying, yeah, they're not going to win three in a row. Yeah, they might have won three in a row 18 times during the year, but did they face this guy and that guy? And I'm like, well, no, they didn't have this guy throwing for him. So, you know, ye of little faith. And we kept it, and we're rewarded with a massive celebration.
Can you believe they won three games in a row, down three games to one in the World Series? That part is getting underplayed. Like, the fact that it totally is getting underplayed.
It's completely getting underplayed, which is fine, because, you know, there's other things that have obviously overshadowed it. The fact that, they hadn't won one in 108 years and, you know, that kind of thing, you know, no big deal. But I agree. I mean, it was that night that you and I kind of looked at each other as we walked down to the Showcase studio and thought to ourselves, you know what? It can't get any worse, right? I mean, so let's turn it around. Let's make this a healing show and a positive show. And we did. And like I said, the rest is history. They may have twisted the knife in our heart a few thousand times during those three games, but all's well that ends well.
Yeah, and all's well that ends well in the journey. Maybe I'd change a couple things. I'd probably change 84 and not make my baseball childhood ruined. But it was all worth it in the end, for sure.
I agree.
All right, let's go Andy Mazur household growing up. Favorite holiday tradition, what went on?
Well, it was always the first night of Hanukkah where we would have all the menorah to get ready to light. And the smell of my mom's homemade and home-cooked latkes, the potato pancakes.
Mm. Mm.
Oh, I can still smell them right now. I mean, with that and the combination of that and the applesauce and whatever we were having for dinner, it didn't even really matter because I could completely fill up on the latkes and be very happy for the night. And the one gift that I will never forget was way back in the day, I got from the Sears catalog, this will tell you how long ago this was, a full helmet, shoulder pads, knee pads, pants, shirt, Chicago Bears jersey. And it had the number 55 on it, but it was the wrong font. It wasn't the right Bears font. It was that block font that, and I got a little angry, but I was happy that my mom got me the Bears jersey.
Was that Otis Wilson? Was that Lance Briggs? What are we talking about?
I think I might have even gone way back to the day of Doug Buffon. I mean, rest in peace. Yes, I believe that was a Doug Buffon jersey. That's how long ago this was. But of course, leave it to me, you know, Mr. Bratt, to be upset about the fact that it wasn't the right font.
Are you an only child?
No, I have a younger brother.
Oh, okay. So you didn't get everything you wanted, but you still didn't
No.
So you still didn't get the right font, and you were like, "Mom, you're terrible." By the way,
I have since forgiven her.
Well, that's good. That sounds cathartic. I have gotten over it. They got me the wrong font on my Doug Buffon 55 jersey. That's amazing.
Correct.
All right.
All good.
Favorite Christmas holiday / movie.
I tend to go with Die Hard as a fallback kind of a film. I do enjoy every once in a while just a little Christmas Vacation. I haven't seen that one in a long time, to be honest with you. But Die Hard's usually one of those ones that I go back to.
I love Die Hard. You know that
Hans passed away this year.
Yeah,
too.
Hans passed away this year. It's kind of messed up.
One of the many.
What's your favorite, being a Jewish man that you are, what's your favorite Chinese food on Christmas?
I'm a big fan of the chicken fried rice. and I do enjoy a good sweet and sour chicken every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
And a fortune cookie.
Yeah. Do you believe the fortune cookie is actually telling you what's going to happen?
No, but it's fun to talk about.
See, when I opened up that fortune cookie, I'm legit terrified. Like, this better be good. Or else we're in trouble. Did you and do you shower on Christmas? Do not lie.
Today there was no chance. No chance.
Well, you're a little bit under the weather, so you were just taking care of yourself.
I've been a little under the weather. I've been trying to get healthy again because I'm heading out of town tomorrow with Northwestern to fill in for Dave on the Tuesday afternoon broadcast of Northwestern Wildcats basketball here on WGN.
Who's doing the halftime show?
No one's told me. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be me or you, or I think it's going to be me.
Would you like to do it, or do you? We could discuss
well,
this.
I don't know. I don't know if you're going to be around. I know you're working the morning show.
I will be there for you, my brother. I can't miss an opportunity. I won't. In fact, I might not interview Joey Meyer at halftime. I might just interview you, because that would be
even better.
That would be a lot of fun. Because give Joey a break, that type of thing. Maybe we'll do something like that. Just to have fun in the moment.
Yeah, just let me know. I'm all good. Yeah. I'm there.
Wildcats and Penn State, huh?
Penn State, yeah, the Big Ten lid lifter for both of these schools, so it should be a good game. Penn State's a little better than they have been in years past, but Northwestern has had some good luck there recently.
Yeah, I say always good to start off the conference season with a win. The Cats with four of their first five on the road.
On the road.
You don't want to drop the Penn State game when you have that staring in front of you. But that's enough Northwestern basketball, which, by the way, is my number one sports desire right now. Cats to the tournament. Northwestern to the tournament. Tomorrow's game, or Tuesday's game, rather, is on your shoulders.
Correct.
I think you're up for the task. All right. Question for the final three for Andy Mazur.
Okay.
Number three.
Yep.
Your favorite sports movie of all time.
Favorite sports movie of all time. Boy, this is a good one. I kind of have to qualify it by doing. I know it's going to be kind of a cop out with doing two here, but there's two different types to me. The one purely entertaining, kind of a kiddie kind of thing would be The Sandlot. I'm a huge fan of The Sandlot. Love The Sandlot.
I think we've had this conversation, right? Okay, fine.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez. You know, there's a little announcing thing at the very end of it, which kind of struck my fire after a while. You know, baseball thing, being in the booth and all that. But other than that, I'd have to say I'm going to stick with the baseball motif. I go Bull Durham.
It's a great one.
I'm a huge Bull Durham fan with an assist to Slapshot as a good number two.
So you really just named three. I asked for one.
That's okay.
It's completely acceptable. Yeah. All right, question number two for Andy Mazur.
All right.
Your favorite Chicago sports moment that did not involve the Chicago Cubs?
The Chicago Blackhawks, 2010.
The 2010 Hawks.
Yeah, 2010 Hawks. I've been a Hawks fan my entire life. My dad used to take me to games in the early 70s at the old stadium. And I know it's never been really a mainstream until recently here in Chicago, but I've always kept an eye and always really been a huge fan. That it was very cool for me to be able to see that.
Okay, now I want to go.
I wasn't even living in Chicago at the time.
Yeah.
I was living in San Diego, and I was actually lucky enough. I got a rain out in New York that day. I paid a cab driver to drive me from City Field back to our hotel, which is in Midtown Manhattan, at warp speed. I told him I had to pay for any tickets. And I locked myself in my hotel room. And I cannot tell you for sure that things are even repaired in that room yet, because I threw some things around.
That's awesome. Little perfectly timed rain out and the Blackhawks win the cup. Where were your seats in Old Chicago Stadium? This is where I'd like to nerd out on sports, because that's my favorite building in the history of buildings, and there will never be a better one.
First row, first balcony behind the net that the Hawks shot at twice.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I was hanging on the railing all the time. Yep.
So there was two rows there, right, in that part of the stadium.
Yeah.
We had the
first row and the aisle seats.
I get emotional when I think about Chicago Stadium.
Yeah. That place was awesome.
The two-row behind the bucket / behind the net.
Yep.
Cascading up. I sat in the last row of second balcony, booted from our mezzanine seats in 1988 for the All-Star game when Larry Bird hit three in a row from the corner in the three-point shootout. The stadium went nuts cheering for Larry Bird. I was weeping. How can you cheer for the Celts? I was not rooting for Bird at all. All right. Number one question for Andy Mazur. I want you to make a prediction of something that will happen in 2017. It can be sports-wise or non-sports-wise, wherever you want to go, and you can think about this for at least 10 seconds before answering. Make a prediction for something that will happen that hopefully they'll let me host again on Christmas next year, and I can bring it back, and we can say that you were right or wrong.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to predict that my holiday tradition that was established, the inaugural establishment of it this year, will continue into next year. And that was today, sitting on my couch, beginning at about 10 o'clock this morning, rewatching playoff wins, eventually a World Series win for the Chicago National League Ball Club.
So you're predicting a back-to-back?
It's got to go back-to-back. Minimum three-peat, my friend.
That's what I'm talking about. Minimum three-peat. We started talking that this year, too. This is just the start of the thing. This is a three-peat. All right.
Gosh, I really hope that, just the way that that whole thing just kind of captured this city and just captured cities across the world, to be honest with you, and just the talk that it spurred and the feelings that I have and I know you have, that you pinch yourself and you still have to realize that it actually happened. I mean, that was the first question I asked. You were in Cleveland when they clinched, and Adam Hogue had the opportunity to see me act like a basket case and then pick up the phone and call my dad to make sure that what happened on the TV on the seventh floor actually happened at his house. I wanted to make sure it was the same feed that I actually saw what I saw.
Right, right.
And
we needed the real, is this real check? There's no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Merry, Merry, my friend. Happy Hanukkah, happy holidays, and travel safe, and get rid of whatever's left of that sickness and get ready for Tuesday. You got to, looking forward to hearing the call with the Cats and Penn State, 2 o'clock on 720 WGN.
Amen. Yeah, feeling good. Feeling a lot stronger today than the other day. But I just wanted to say to all the listeners out there, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. I hope it's in great health and with your friends and your family.
Amen, my brother. Thanks, Andy.
All right, guys. Take care.
Andy Mazur joining us here on the Christmas special. We have one final timeout. Steve Dale coming up at 9. I'm Mark Carmen at 720 WGN. Thank you to, let's see if we can do this in order, Joey Gelman. I'll name someone, then you name the next. Thank you to Jared Payton. Thank you to
Roger Badish.
Wrong. Judy. Our guest first.
Guest first. I'm sorry.
Jared Payton. Then we had Judy Pilek. Then who was next?
Rob Martier.
That's correct. Who was after Rob?
Patty Vasquez.
That's correct. Who was after Patty?
Violetta Podramatic.
Who was after Violetta?
Andy Mazur.
That's amazing.
Ding, ding, ding. You win something.
Now who's sitting?
I'm very impressed.
Who's sitting right here, Joey?
Steve Dale.
Hi, Steve Dale.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Carmen?
Merry, merry, happy, happy.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You think of the holidays, what do you think of? I mean, at this time of year.
Vacation.
Okay. You might also think of It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, of course, sure.
And we are going to hear a performance of at least some scenes from It's a Wonderful Life in just a couple of minutes. So I guarantee you this or your money back. If you listen to WGN Radio after 9 o'clock, you may earn your angel wings.
Wow. That's a kind of a big-time offering right there, Steve.
I think so. And then in the second hour from 10 to 11, as I fill in for Mr. Rick Hogan, we are going to have a Chicago Police Department chaplain on the radio.
Okay.
Talking about the meaning of Christmas. We will also have some professionals in, including a member of the Chicago Police Department. He's their Honored Guard Vocalist.
Okay.
That's his official title, who you've seen on TV many times. He's never been on WGN Radio. He's got this amazing voice, and he will sing songs of the season.
I'd like to thank you, by the way, for your care of Luna the dog earlier this year when I nearly killed my brother's dog. Or actually, I didn't really. It wasn't my fault.
What?
I feel like we reached out to you for help on Luna the dog and how to get her to go down the stairs and all sorts of stuff.
Yes, I remember.
I didn't tell. That's right. I did not talk to you about how we had to take her to emergency care overnight. We'll do that another time. It was very traumatic.
Sure. You leave me now with that.
She's great, though. She's great.
Good.
She's,
okay.
she's doing outstanding.
Okay.
Hey, thank you to Joey Gelman for producing.
Hey, Joey.
Thank you to Roger up in news.